Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. School in Hillsborough County will be all online for the first 4 weeks. In a 5-2 vote today, the school board decided on the virtual start to the school year. Online instruction will start on August 24th. Florida added 120 deaths and 7,600 new positive cases of coronavirus over the last 24 hours. Nearly 7,900 Floridians have died from COVID-19 since March. A widely cited University of Washington model predicts U.S. deaths from COVID-19 will reach nearly 300,000 by December 1st. The Institutes for Health Metrics and Evaluation model assumes that many states will impose new stay-at-home orders as deaths climb. New York's Attorney General is suing the National Rifle Association, seeking to put the powerful gun advocacy organization out of business. It's because of allegations that high-ranking NRA executives diverted millions of dollars for personal benefit. The lawsuit filed today by New York Attorney General Letitia James followed an 18-month investigation into the NRA, which is a nonprofit group originally chartered in New York. She accused its top leaders of using NRA funds for lavish personal trips, contracts for associates, and other questionable expenditures. The NRA president called the suit a baseless attack on Second Amendment rights. Today is the 55th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act. For an update on Florida's legal battle on restoring voting rights to many ex-prisoners, I spoke with the main proponent of Amendment 4, Desmond Meade. He is executive director of the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition.
I mean, today being that anniversary of the Voting Rights Act, really, I think it's extra special to someone like me. You know, I'm a person who lost the right to vote because of a previous felony conviction, and was part of the movement, actually led the movement here in Florida to re-enfranchise people formerly convicted of felony offenses. And we were successful in doing so. And so as a person who've lost the right to vote and have fought long and hard to get it back, there is a deep appreciation for the Voting Rights Act.
And the U.S. House wants to restore some of the parts of the 1965 Voting Rights Act that were overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court ruling, and they named the new bill after late Congressmember John Lewis. How important would something like that be to voting in America?
Oh, man, that would be extremely important. Because when you really think about voting and when you think about our democracy, right, that we should aspire to be a country, all right, that expands our democracy, makes it more inclusive, knowing that a more inclusive democracy is a more vibrant democracy, and a more vibrant democracy is good for everyone. And so our states, they should be committed to engaging in practices that clears a pathway for every citizen to be able to participate in elections, not create obstructions. And states that are doing so, I believe, really are breaking a contract that they have with its citizens.
One of the states could be considered to be Florida, even though the people of Florida voted for Amendment 4 to restore the rights to vote to most people who had been incarcerated. The legislature and the governor kind of put up roadblocks, and that's working its way through the courts. What would you say to someone who still owes fines and fees and is concerned about registering to vote in the election in November?
Well, the first thing I would tell anyone who may think that they have fines and fees or don't know how much they owe, that we are here to help you. There is an organization in Florida, the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, and we are 100% committed to walking with each and every individual every step of the way. And we have started a fines and fees fund where we've been able to raise a significant amount of dollars, which we are dedicating to helping people who have fines and fees pay their fines and fees off. So we're here for you. All they have to do is contact us. It's very simple. They can just text the word fines to the number 82623. Once again, text the keyword fines, F-I-N-E-S, to the number 82623. Or they can call our 1-800 number, which is 1-877-MY-VOTE-0, 1-877-MY-VOTE-0. And we have staff that's on standby waiting to help anyone of the 1.4 million who wants to participate in our democracy, We're going to be fighting tooth and nail to make sure that you get that opportunity.
That's Desmond Mead, Executive Director of Florida Rights Restoration Coalition. We'll hear more from him on the WMNF News headlines at 5:30. Here's the weather. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early with overnight lows in the high 70s. Tomorrow, expect afternoon showers or thunderstorms with high temperatures in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.